We also heard from, oh gosh, just a lot of different schools. We're going to start in the north and we're going to work our way south. So we will start today with a new report from Mariah Jeske's sixth graders in Ely, Minnesota.
This is the phenology report for Ms. Jeske's class in Ely, Minnesota. It has been very warm in the Ely area. Looking at the last week, our high temperature was 82 degrees on September 13th. And our low temperature was 39 degrees on September 17th. We are noticing our days are getting shorter with 12 hours and 25 minutes of daylight. The trees have been starting to turn color. There are a lot of red maple trees. Some aspen are starting to turn yellow. Matthew and Esther noticed their raspberry bush leaves were turning a grayish yellow color and falling off. Abby brought in a picture of a purple bell-shaped flower she found on the Trezona Trail. We identified it as a creeping bell flower. Some flowers we still notice are in bloom are the New England aster and the goldenrod. Some animal signs are proving that we are moving towards fall. There are many observations about deer. Two students saw large fawns and noticed their spots are starting to fade. Other students saw deer eating their tomato plants in the garden. There was also a student who saw a deer who was losing its velvet on their antlers. During the last week, we also had observations of a hummingbird near a bird feeder, a gardener snake slithering across the lawn, a snake swimming across the lake, chipmunk gathering nuts. On the other side of the road, Deegan saw a wolf and a fox. These were our observations from Ely in northern Minnesota. We will keep our eyes open for changes for the upcoming week.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Talkback Phenology Network. We really appreciate that, Ely. And we know that you can listen to us up there at 103.9 FM. So tune in and keep abreast of what's happening in the Ely area.